Can you believe that we're actually having a discussion on allowing men to use women's bathrooms and women use men's bathrooms? All because these people claim they relate more to the opposite sex than their own? What if someone claimed that they related more to monkeys than people? Would it be okay for them to swing from trees with no clothes on and throw their poop at people? To even be discussing this issue shows many people in this country have either lost their minds, their morals, or both. This is nothing more than an attempt for immoral people to continue the swing in this country away from God's morals and over to their perversions. This all started with the silly nonsense of evolutionists trying to say that there is no God and that man makes his own decisions as to what's right and what's wrong. Then came the feminists trying to subvert the family roles that God himself established, followed by those practicing homosexuality trying to subvert the very structure of the family itself. Now we got people claiming they can't figure out whether they're a boy or a girl. That's not the ultimate in mental confusion. I don't know what is. For those of you who are confused, I got a really easy way to figure out what you are. If you can pull something out of your pants and write your name in the snow, you're a boy. If you can't write your name in the snow without peeing down your leg, you're a girl. If I run around pretending I'm something I'm not, coddling me and letting me live a lie isn't going to help me. And it isn't love. Getting me help for an obvious mental and emotional problem, now that's true love. The same with those acting like the opposite sex. Letting them continue that farce isn't love, folks, it's hate. We need to truly show them love and get them some help. I read an article in a magazine called Decision. It's put out by the Billy Graham people. And it talked about a man who went through this transgender problem. He told in the article about how he tried to change his gender, but of course he couldn't. Even with surgery, folks, it's just changing the outward appearance. You can't change your soul. This man described his downward spiral as starting with his grandmother, who would playfully dress him up as a little girl when he went over to visit her. Now, during this time, he was scorned by his father at several important moments in his life, and he said he started to feel more affirmed by his girl clothes than his boys. Sadly, he said he was also molested by a relative. All these things combined sent him down a dark path. This dark path, although appearing to be the right one in the beginning, turns out to be a horrible road. This is why, according to many different sources I've seen, up to 41% of transgenders attempt or seriously think about suicide. What is this saying about the emotional stability of these people? Does this sound like a group of people firmly convinced they're a woman trapped in a man's body? Or a man trapped in a woman's body? Or does this sound like a confused group of people desperately looking for answers? Or, in the case of the suicide attempts, a way out? You know, I've been reading a lot about ESPN losing a lot of subscribers. Some statistics saying as many as 10,000 a day are unsubscribing to ESPN. Some of it is because the price has gone up and some people don't want to pay for it, but a lot of it, from what a lot of people are saying, is because ESPN has gone what some might describe as left-wing. I mean, look what happened in 2015. The Arthur Ashe Award for the most courageous person of the year went to Bruce Jenner
for coming out as transgender.
Folks, Bruce Jenner saying, "Man, I feel like a woman," doesn't make him courageous. Like these other people, it makes him confused. And you know, some folks, true love is not adding to their confusion and delusion. True love is standing firm against such obviously wrong behavior.
But standing firm doesn't mean calling them names and laughing at them.
Rather, it means refusing to allow their behavior, including using bathrooms of the opposite sex, and not allowing the true haters, those who push their so-called transgender rights, to be allowed to prevail. A teacher who allows a student to continually come up with the wrong answers and fails to correct him just so the student's feelings don't get hurt is not only damaging the student now, but is destroying that person's future. That teacher, even though he or she is trying to be nice to the student,
would be called a pathetic teacher and would be fired.
In fact, they probably would have their teaching license revoked. The Bible instructs us to go into the world and preach the gospel. All of us Christians are teachers. And just like any good teacher, it's up to us to teach the truth, even if feelings get hurt. Jesus was never mean or vindictive when he preached, nor should any of us be. But Jesus never backed down from the truth, even when it ruffled some feathers, and we should never back down either. Remember, We as Christians won't stand before the Lord for our sins, since through Christ we're forgiven. But we will stand before him and give an account of what we did to advance his kingdom. Jesus was called the good teacher, not the nice teacher. On the day we stand before him, let's make sure that's what he calls us as well.